Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Do you want to go with me to find out what's going on?
To a place called Hangman's Hollow?
A stranger is going around Odyssey buying up all the antiques for a ghost town.
Jules, my half-sister is in town, and I think she's up to something here.
Like what?
She keeps going off without telling me where she's going. And one of the kids said they saw her at McAllister Park with Vance King.
How would she know him?
She said she met some of the kids in Odyssey through one of the social networks. It worries me.
Wits End has been vandalized.
Detective Polhouse thinks you've been targeted. They call themselves the Vigilantors.
Wait, the website for the shop is down.
It's how the Vigilantors work. They don't just vandalize buildings. They go after everything connected to their target.
Miss Adelaide?
What can I do for you, Detective?
I'm investigating a little incident yesterday. You and Whit had a disagreement. The Let's Get Together Festival. He told you he doesn't want to be involved.
Things like inclusivity and tolerance aren't part of his rigid worldview.
I wouldn't call the attack on his shop a good demonstration of inclusivity and tolerance. Tell your friends that they'll find out how intolerant I can be if vandalism becomes part of their strategy around here.
All right, everyone. The moment of truth. Time to hand in your gender essays. I'm looking forward to reading these. I hope you thought through your answers to find some fresh and original perspectives. You know, it's up to your generation. You can move us beyond the archaic ideas of the past. And don't forget about the Let's Get Together Festival. We're looking for volunteers to help hand out information and work at the booths. Extra credit if you do.
Oh, Miss Adelaide?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Emily?
Well, there was an article in the newspaper this morning about Wits End being vandalized. It hinted that there's a connection to the festival.
You can't believe everything you read in newspapers, Emily. And if there really is a connection, then the vandals were wrong to do what they did. That's not how we resolve conflict.
Oh, good.
However, there's a lot of anger out there among the groups that feel they've been oppressed over the years. So they retaliate in the only way they know how.
But isn't it intolerant to attack people who are being intolerant?
Sometimes we have to compel people to accept changes they may not like. It's all about the greater good.
But what if we don't agree on the greater good?
You'll have to take that question up with Mr. McGann in the political science class, Emily. This is English class.
Oh, but isn't writing essays about gender kind of political?
It shouldn't be. Now, let's get back to our study of Billy Budd.
Yep, everything I'm seeing is typical of how groups like the Vigilantors work. Stealth attacks, they harass you through your own website, and may even try to sneak in a virus.
Oh.
It's pure intimidation. You mind if I look around? On the web, I mean.
No, not at all. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Well, I just want to check a couple of these links. Hey, tell me about Buck Oliver, Whit.
What about him?
Well, I heard he was back in town. Early release for good behavior.
Yes, he's staying with Eugene and Katrina. You'll see him around here, too. He's graciously volunteered to paint the front of my shop.
Funny about that. He comes back to town, and you get vandalized, and Wooten has a break-in.
Now, Detective, you're looking in the wrong direction if you suspect Buck.
It's my job to look in every direction. My tech guys have a program that'll track the activity on your site, along with a few other things. Do you mind if I use it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting.
What?
Well, here's a website connected to the Vigilantor organization. See?
Well, I see, but I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
Well, it says, this is a video from 6 months ago, a rally outside of City Hall in Connellsville.
Miss Adelaide?
It's the preachers of hate who are now the fringe element. Off on the sidelines, ranting and raving in a desperate attempt to stifle tolerance and inclusivity. The time will come when they'll wish they preach more tolerance because they will not be tolerated. They will wish they practice inclusivity because they will not be included.
She's a dynamic speaker.
The time will come when they will see the light or be driven further into their darkness. The sooner the better.
Okay, I'll have to watch the whole thing later, unless you want to see the rest.
No, that's all right. I didn't know she had a brother.
This definitely connects her to the Vigilanters.
Well, at a rally, but that doesn't mean she had anything to do with the vandalism.
Well, that's more than I know.
Whit?
Yes, Connie?
Mr. Parley with the Odyssey Business Association is here. He wants to meet with you.
Okay, I'll be right down. Or better yet, have him come up to my office.
Whit, I've seen this kind of thing before. The idea is to put a lot of pressure on you from all directions.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that impression. Hi, Ben.
Hey, thanks for breaking into your business day, Whit. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. What can I do for you?
I'm sure you know. The article in the newspaper has triggered a few reactions in the business community.
What sort of reactions? Are they concerned they might be vandalized if they don't participate in the festival?
All the other businesses are joining the festival, Whit. You're the only one who has said no.
Well, the only thing I said no to was hanging up a poster in my shop.
Oh, then you're planning to join the festival.
Well, I didn't say that.
Look, Whit, this is a delicate situation. You believe in family, right?
Of course.
And the business association is like a family. What we do or what we don't do affects all of us. Your position could hurt the other businesses.
How exactly?
Well, you're loved and respected in this town. When you raise questions about the festival, people take it seriously. And some of those people wonder why the other business owners aren't asking the same questions.
Well, why aren't they?
Well, because they don't want to invite trouble.
So they are afraid of being vandalized?
Oh, confound it, Whit. I feel like we're in a verbal fencing match. Don't twist my words.
I'm not twisting your words, Ben. I'm trying to understand them. What exactly are you telling me?
In plain words, the association wants you to join in the festival.
No matter what the festival involves or condones?
Look, don't you trust us to do what's right for Odyssey?
What do you think is right for Odyssey when it comes to tolerance and inclusion?
Oh, there you go again.
I'm trying to get clarity. And clarity sometimes leads to conflict.
This is business, not philosophy or theology or whatever you're after.
Every business is based on something.
You're isolating yourself, Whit. You could come out of this looking really bad. Is that what you want? Do you want to drive your customers away?
My customers have always known what I believe. There's no separating what I believe from my business. My personal beliefs are what led to the creation of Wood's End.
In the realm of commerce, personal belief is fast becoming irrelevant.
Well, not for me.
Oh, boy, you are stubborn. No wonder Miss Adelaide is frustrated.
Oh, is she? Well, we haven't talked since that first conversation. I told her I'd like to have an open discussion.
Oh, well, would it help if I arranged a meeting between you? Maybe she could give you some assurances about the festival.
Well, sure.
Okay, that's what we'll do. I'll set it up at the association meeting room after she finishes at school.
Well, that's fine with me.
But, Whit,
hmm?
Try not to be so clear.
I wouldn't have to be so clear if everyone else would stop being so fuzzy.
Buck today?
Here and there. Why?
I just heard he volunteered to help in the library during lunch.
So?
So? It means he won't be in the cafeteria during lunch. Do you think he's hiding?
Who would he want to hide from?
I'm coming up to you quietly and without cause for you to be startled, like the quivering jellyfish you've turned into, or whatever this quivering dessert is.
Thanks for your consideration, Jay.
You? What is this quivering dessert?
Pay attention! The plan is to go straight from school.
Straight from school to where?
Hangman's Hollow. What have I been talking about?
Well, to answer that, I'd have to be paying attention.
You didn't go yesterday?
Everybody flaked, with a capital fluh. So we're leaving straight after school. No excuses.
Okay, tell me again why I would want to go to a place called Hangman's Hollow.
To find out about the ghost town there. What kind of a detective are you? Aren't you supposed to be obsessing about mysteries unsolved?
But it isn't a mystery, is it?
Oh, yeah? Do you know why some guy has bought up all the antiques in the area to put in a ghost town no one has ever heard of out in Hangman's Hollow?
No.
Then it's a mystery! Why do I have to spell this stuff out?
He has a good point, Emily.
Well, maybe it's none of our business.
Since when did that ever stop you?
That's another good point, Emily.
Oh, you want to go, Matthew?
Sure. If it's not too far and I don't have any homework, of course.
If it's not too far and I don't have any homework, of course.
You're like detectives who won't take a case because you have to go home to floss. How embarrassing.
Okay, I'll go.
It's about time. Oh, wait. Floss. I think I have a dentist appointment.
Jay!
No, really.
Connie, I'll get some paper towels.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Jules. Why were you in the supply room?
I thought I was going into the kids' radio studio. Silly me.
Well, it's an easy mistake to make.
Apart from the sign that clearly says storeroom? Yeah, I guess so.
So, are you all right?
Sure. Why?
Well, just wondering. This week must be kind of strange for you. Odyssey is in Southern California.
That's true, but it's good for a change of pace. In small doses for a short time.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to live here?
No. It's okay for some people, but not me.
You know, Connie used to say the same thing. You two are a lot alike.
There's no way Connie was ever as jaded and cynical as I am.
Well, no girl your age should be jaded and cynical.
I've been trained by the best.
Trained? For what?
Survival, I guess.
Well, isn't survival a struggle for food and shelter?
If food and shelter were all I had to worry about, I'd be in a sweet spot.
What are you worried about, Jules?
Mr. Whitaker, I know helping kids is what you do, but I'm leaving in a few days. It's not worth getting involved.
Well, if you're in some kind of trouble, it'd be better to talk about it.
No, it wouldn't. I'm sorry, but I just want to do what I have to do and get out of here.
He left.
Who did?
Buck.
Are you stalking him?
No, I was going to ask him to walk to Wit's End with us.
Aren't we going out to Hangman's Hollow?
Jay said he has a dentist appointment.
Uh-uh, no dentist appointment. Told my mom to cancel it. Have more important things to do, I told her. Laid it out on the line. She snapped too.
You had the wrong day for your appointment, didn't you?
Yeah, it's next week. So let's go.
Wait a minute. Do you have directions?
Uh-huh. Turn left at the tree with the noose hanging from it.
So you don't know how to get there.
You're the detectives. I thought you'd figure it out. Why else would I bring you?
Because you're afraid to go alone.
Afraid? What's to be afraid of?
A hollow named after a place where they hung people?
Well, there's that.
Good thing for you, I am a good detective. I went to the library and found an old map that has Hangman's Hollow on it.
See? It exists.
What's weird is that there's no other town anywhere near it.
It's a ghost town, remember? Ghost towns don't appear on maps because they're invisible.
Well, if it's so invisible, how will we see it?
And why would some guy buy up all the antiques around Odyssey to decorate a town that you can't see?
What am I, an interior designer for ghost towns? Are we going or not?
I guess we're going.
Well, as long as I'm back by dinner time.
Then let's stop talking and hit the trail.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Eugene?
It's none of my business, but should you take legal representation with you to your meeting?
Oh, it's the Odyssey Business Association. There's no obligation to do anything. A lawyer won't be necessary.
All the same, the article in the newspaper this morning presented the situation as rather contentious.
I'm not trying to be contentious.
Eugene, the after-school rush is going to start soon. When will the computers be working again?
Shortly. I'm running a program that will do a thorough check of the system to make sure it's safe.
Good.
though there seems to be another program at work in the system.
Oh, yes. Well, I meant to tell you about that. Huh? It's connected to Detective Polhouse's investigation. I'll explain it later.
Is that messing up the imagination station? It's not working either.
Oh, I'll check into that, too.
Are you interested in the imagination station, Jules?
I thought I'd give it a try, just to see what it is.
Sure.
Oh, sorry. Text message.
Whit, I've been thinking about your meeting, and I want to come with you.
No, it's not necessary, Connie.
And I believe you have to be a member of the association to attend meetings.
I think it'll just be me, Mr. Parley, and Miss Adelaide.
Well, don't count on it. They're going to gang up on you.
Oh, no.
Talk to him, Eugene.
Me? I wouldn't presume to give Mr. Whitaker advice.
Coward. Am I the only one who sees what's happening here?
Sorry. I'll turn the sound off.
Who's texting you?
Just a friend.
I wish you wouldn't worry, Connie.
Oh, yeah. Just like I shouldn't worry about the ladder that just appeared outside of the front window. I hope that isn't another vandalism attack.
Well, it's not. It's Buck. He's painting the front of the shop for Mr. Whitaker.
Oh.
And vandals don't traditionally carry ladders in broad daylight.
There was a case in Beverly Hills when... Oh, wait. That was a pair of stilts. Forget it.
Whit, I don't want you to get ambushed. That's all.
Do you think Buck would like something to drink?
Oh, I'm sure he would. A lemonade, maybe?
I'll take one out to him.
Well, that's nice of you, Jules. Whit, Jason agrees with me.
Connie.
Eugene, you became a member of the Association with Your Hand Up organization, didn't you?
I'll be right back.
Oh, I believe so.
Then you can go with him to the meeting.
Connie.
You need backup.
I will be happy to accompany you, Mr. Whitaker.
I'll let you know. Meanwhile, pray for me. Will you both do that?
Sure.
Indubitably.
Oh, I should go. See you later.
Why do I feel like he's headed for the lion's den?
Lost, aren't we?
We can't be lost, Jay. We have a map.
And the map says this area is Hangman's Hollow.
But it's just woods.
Well, hollows usually are woods.
There's nothing creepy or spooky here. Where's the ghost town?
You said it would be invisible.
I said that, but I didn't really think it. This is a waste of time.
But that stranger bought those antiques to put somewhere.
Probably his grandmother's house. What a ripoff.
Hey, guys. What's that over there?
Where?
Through those trees. It looks like a fence.
Oh, no. No, no, not a fence. Anything but that. Seriously, what's a fence doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Trying to keep the nowhere secure.
Ooh, let's check it out.
Okay. After you.
It's so weird.
You call that a fence? What's it made of? Wood and chicken wire? Anyone can get through that.
Well, except for a chicken.
I don't see any no trespassing signs. Let's jump in.
But it's a fence, which usually means keep out.
According to you, let me see if I can pull these slabs apart. Sturdy, I've been working out, but it's sturdy.
I don't know about this, Jay. Did you guys hear something? I thought I heard something.
Okay, cut it out and come over and help me.
No. I think I heard something, too. Like someone walking.
Yeah.
It's just us and your inflamed imagination.
Okay. I think everyone is here. Thanks for coming, Miss Adelaide. Whit?
Of course.
Mr. Parley, I thought this was going to be a private meeting.
I figured it would be good to have the board members here to help arbitrate.
This is an arbitration?
There's nothing to arbitrate as far as I'm concerned.
Good. That's a good start. shall we begin? Since you've been a primary driver for the Let's Get Together Festival, Miss Adelaide, why don't you give us your take on the situation?
Well, as I see it, the association has given full support to the festival for very good reasons. It communicates to everyone that we're a town that's willing to move beyond a provincial mindset. It'll be good for business, for the area, and for everyone involved. I'm suggesting that Mr. Whitaker should put aside his personal prejudices and support the association's decision. He's presenting a negative message by refusing and by sending his cronies around to bully some of us.
Cronies?
Whoa, did you say bully?
Dale Jacobs at the newspaper to begin with.
Well, I had nothing to do with that article.
And Detective Polehouse.
Detective Polehouse is conducting an investigation.
Well, you say that. But his message to me was clear.
Well, let's not get sidetracked by accusations.
The point is, Mr. Whitaker, whether you like it or not, you are communicating a message that works against the efforts of the association.
I guess I've misunderstood the nature of this association. Are you saying there isn't room for disagreement?
There's room for disagreement, Whit, but this is a big event.
Well, the fact that it's big means that we should have agreement about the philosophy behind it.
Here we go.
Now, wait. Are you saying there isn't a philosophy behind the festival? Words like tolerance and inclusivity are born out of a particular ideology, aren't they?
Yes.
So we're dealing with a conflict of beliefs.
Hold on now. This isn't a debate about religion.
Well, in a way it is, Ben. That's the point. Everyone is driven by a worldview, whether it's in politics, education, or everyday relationships. A person's worldview is being communicated in what they say and do all the time. My worldview is informed by my faith. Miss Adelaide's is informed by other sources. The question now is simply, which worldview will prevail?
And history has shown that your worldview restricts and oppresses those who disagree with it. People get hurt by it, Whit. Some even die.
Whoa, now wait. There's no need to get overdramatic.
I'm not being overdramatic. I'm talking about something I know personally. Even now, my brother is in the hospital dying in part because of people like Mr. Whitaker, who've made his life miserable with their easy platitudes and moralistic tyranny.
I'm very sorry to hear about your brother, Miss Adelaide.
I don't want your sympathy. It's too late for that now.
What's his illness? Is there anything I can do to help?
Yes. Show him things are changing. Cooperate with the festival.
Maybe we should take a break.
There's no need for a break, Mr. Partley. The choice rests with Mr. Whitaker. He can unite us or remain divisive. It's up to him. Good afternoon.
This isn't how I wanted the meeting to go.
Yeah, well, I think I understand a little better now.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Eugene. I didn't know you were here.
I snuck in the back. I, for one, am distressed. Miss Adelaide had no right placing her brother's illness on you.
I'm afraid I've become a lightning rod for her feelings. Mm.
You're a lightning rod for a lot of things around here, Whit. What are you going to do?
You want me to make a decision now?
It'd help if you would.
Well, in all good conscience, I think I should sit down.
Here.
Whit?
Are you all right?
No, I don't think I am.
Mr. Whitaker!
Let's call an ambulance.
What's wrong with Mr. Whitaker? Do you think all of the pressure has finally gotten to him? Or is something else going on? I'm sure we'll find out next time. You know, it's not easy to stand up for what is right when people want us to compromise what we believe. It's difficult and uncomfortable and even painful. Sometimes it would be a lot easier for us to just go along with the crowd. But then I think of the Apostle Paul, who was beaten, whipped, stoned, and put in jail for his faith. Do you remember what he wrote in his second letter to the Corinthians chapter 4? We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Paul said that by the mercy of God, he does not lose heart. How is that possible? He wrote that it's because of our faith in Jesus. Not only is his life working inside of us, but it's working to show the surpassing power of God to those who don't believe. So don't lose heart.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.